Watson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number three, the third and final hour of the broadcast Govern America, and it's October 2nd, 2010. And I want to finish with the UFO thing real quickly here, because I didn't intend for this to be a long dissertation, but I think it's important once in a while, ladies and gentlemen, to come back and go through and debunk these things, because we're being manipulated. And the population, the average person, might think it's kookery, but, you know, as these things are presented to them in the media, people will gradually start to fall in line if they're not pre-warned about the dangers of the manipulation that's taking place. So that's why I want to, once in a while, you have to go through and talk about these things. Jeff, did you, you wanted to finish another thought?
Oh yes. I want to finish another thought, which is powerful, which is all these cases of UFO abductions and everything like that. Well, let me tell you what's going to be the real abductions, which is the people who protest against the regime, who are on some kind of list, will get abducted right off the streets, snatched like in some third world banana republic, to where government will pay ordinary people to kill off street preachers, protesters, anybody who's irritating to the collective. Government will say, a group of you people, I want you to clip this person off.
Already know that this is going on. The CIA has a assassination team, and they're assassinating U.S. citizens. Now they're calling them jihadists and things like that, saying that they're affiliated with Al Qaeda and this kind of thing. But this is already going on. You know, the only thing that hasn't happened yet that we know of is that they haven't expanded this to killing people within this country. At least I don't know. I haven't heard about that yet.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having this become widespread, like gang stalking. Instead of gang stalking, you'll have gang killing. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah, exactly.
So that's why I'm bringing out the thought. In other words, you see, it's all up to the ordinary people. If the ordinary people want to prepare their hearts for communism and collectivism and any other ism, the people are going to get what they ask for. The Northeast is far worse than the other parts of the country, but I'm just giving you that kind of dark view of what could be. I thank you for having me on the air, and do have a good one.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jeff. On the other side, we have Michael in New York. I'll go ahead and take him real quickly on the other side of the break. And waiting in the wings, we have Vicki Davis. And, folks, you know, it's real. And this sounds like crazy conspiracy theory talk to you. Then you need to do your research and find out that a lot of this stuff is reported by the mainstream media. You know, the CIA assassination teams, that's common mainstream publication. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races. Going nowhere, going nowhere. The tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. It is indeed a mad world, ladies and gentlemen. And during the break, I found that article I was telling you about. I want to share a little bit of this, and then we'll take Michael and bring up Vicky, all in hopefully just a few minutes. But The Independent out of the UK reported just a week ago how the CIA ran a secret army of 3,000 assassins. They say the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency is running and paying for a secret 3,000-strong army of Afghan paramilitaries whose main aim is assassinating a Taliban and al-Qaeda operatives, not just in Afghanistan, but across the border in neighboring Pakistan's tribal areas, according to Bob Woodward's explosive book. Although the CIA has long been known to run clandestine militias in Afghanistan, including one from a base at Rents from the Afghan President Hamid Karzai's half-brother in the southern province of Kandahar, the sheer number of militiamen directly under its control have never been publicly revealed. Now, we know from other sources that at least one U.S. citizen, and if one's being targeted, folks, there's a number of them. There's a plethora of them being targeted. We're being targeted by the U.S. government, by the CIA. So 3,000 assassins going around just taking people out. And in the meantime, we have these drones flying over Pakistan, unmanned aircraft, flying over, assassinating people that way. What kind of insane world is being built right now for your children, for your grandchildren? All right, Michael in New York, go right ahead.
Good morning, Darren. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But Darren, just real quick, I just want to make some comments regarding that UFO topic because it is a deep topic, and to cover it so lightly on the surface, you just can't do it justice. Everything you said is true. Sure, they have some technology with holograms and all that. But listen, that doesn't explain all the cases and all the cases that have been occurring for over the last 100 years as well. And the Nazis, anytime you want to get into it, let me know. I'll send you photos of Nazi UFOs, clear as all day.
Yeah, but photographic evidence is not really evidence, Michael. Anybody can make anything out of a photograph.
When the World War II shots from the U.S. Air Force, they're legitimate, pal. And that's just one sample, though. Now, for example, when Reagan was president, we secretly worked with the Russians on a project to the second moon of Mars called Phobos, which means fear in Greek. They know it spins, it's an artificial moon, and it spins in the counter rotation that all natural satellites do. Something put it in orbit, and it's not a natural orbit. So they wanted to investigate it, and when they... So the Russians failed on the first attempt, so we secretly worked with them on the second attempt called Phobos 2. The satellite toward the surface of Mars a little bit, and on its way, took some pictures on its way to the satellite, when something appears and shoots it out of commission, just knocks it out of commission. Something did not want anybody to take a closer look at this satellite, which is hollow. So now, who did that? Now, we can, you know, I'm not going to answer that right now, but obviously
the thing is anybody, I think other, you know, there's a lot of military weapons that other countries have, and, yes, there's a lot of questions that people ask, but I'm just not buying it. I'm sorry. You can send me whatever you want. I'll read it. But I'm just not buying
it. Now, Darren, here in New York in the Lower Hudson Valley, pal, we were the hottest spot in the whole world for UFO sightings back in the 80s, late 70s, 80s. Around here, it's hard to find someone who hasn't seen any.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Okay, hey, I've seen stuff in the sky. I've seen things.
Here you go.
It could be anything, though.
Okay, now here you
go. Listen, I got to move on, Michael. I got Vicky.
Well, Dan, let me just share this with you, okay?
Quickly.
So I've seen them numerous times since I was a little kid, and I could tell you all about it, but the most recent one, while I'm praying to the good Lord and thanking him in my swimming pool 2 summer nights ago, late July, beautiful summer night. I'm
gotta
in
get
pool
to
pool.
It, Michael.
So gotta. I'm thanking the good Lord for being so good to me because I'm not, fortunately, anyway. So as I'm thanking him for being so good to me, which he has been, a shooting star goes right over my head, due north, right, real low, right over my head. Which, so I go, okay, Lord, thanks, you're always there. And then it lights back up. Now it's going due east towards Connecticut. And I go, okay, I'm in for another treat again because for me, this is not too uncommon. So I go, okay, Lord, you're always there. It lights back up one more time, again, going due north towards Albany, New York. So I'm like, Lord, you're always
all
there.
All right, Michael, I got to go. We got to move on. You know, shooting stars. You know, folks, the bottom line is all this is circumstantial evidence. It isn't evidence at all. Photos can be doctored. Even military photos can be doctored. You know, I want to see some documentation on this. Those of you who believe in UFOs, send me actual documentation. You know, anyway, let's go to Vicki Davis. Vicki Davis began a career in 1976. She was a computers system analyst and programmer, ladies and gentlemen. Her jobs was outsourced. And see, this is the important thing about this. I really think with all these UFOs, all this stuff, it's all distractions. We have no shortage of distractions today. And the important stuff is going on south and now north of our southern border. We have the communist Chinese coming in from Asia. Our jobs are being outsourced. The technology advances that they have to manipulate people into thinking, believing in UFOs, and to believe, and basically to giving themselves over to computers. Robotics in the military is a major front now, but all of it's based upon efficiency, consolidation, and control. And this is the kind of research that Vicki Davis does. She had 20 solid years of experience in programming computers and being a systems analyst, but the Knowledge Trade Initiative in the year 2000, she wasn't able to find work. Our jobs have been deliberately outsourced to various countries, her jobs primarily to India. Anyway, it was the outsourcing of her job led her down the long road of wakening up in researching globalization. She's joining us again on Govern America. Vicki, thanks for being with us. Do we have Vicki? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I agree with you on that UFO thing. I think, you know, it's Plan B. Global warming isn't working, you know, as a global unifying principle. So I think perhaps this UFO thing is Plan B.
Well, obviously the technology is there. I mean, you know, I was reading an article from 3 years ago where they were talking about smart dust, you know, and this smart dust, basically what it is a little microchip, which is in some kind of, I guess, plastic sheath, but it's so small, it can literally be carried by the air. And they're talking about putting this thing on some other planets. You know, Mars, I guess, was mentioned. Anyway, they're going to have this thing spread out over the planet so that they can actually explore the planet. You know, and you think about all the aerial spraying that's done here, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, it could very well be that we could someday be being surveilled from little dust particles in the air. I mean,
I think that's absolutely possible. Yeah, I don't think these people who in our government, the scientific community, I don't think they recognize any limitations anymore, and that really is the danger to the entire world population, not just us, but everybody. They've been unleashed, you know, to basically, you know, the whole world as an experiment, you know, for whatever they want to do.
Yeah, you know, when you started back in this, I mentioned that you had been a computer programmer and a systems analyst for 20 years, so I guess you started around, what, 1980?
Well, about, I think my first job was about 1977.
Okay, yeah. So did you have any idea about any of this technology? You know, I presume you were probably completely green as far as knowing anything about the New World Order and anything like that, right?
Right. Absolutely knew nothing about it. But, you know, I saw my first computer, which was, you know, I don't know if you could really call it a computer, but when I was about 13 years old, my mother worked for a bank, and It was a bank in Idaho, and they were just in the process of putting their CDs on the computer. You know, they had been on paper before that, and so my mom, you know, took me down to the bank, and I saw the computer, and that really, the whole thing just fascinated me, and that's all I ever wanted to do, you know, was to work with computers, around computers, so.
Yeah, you know, I remember when I was growing up, the computers that we had, you had to type reams and reams of code, and you got the little figure on the screen, little stick figure to dance around. You know, things like the Commodore VIC-20 and the Commodore 64. And who would have envisioned the kind of technology that we have today as being possible? Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be back, Ricky, in just a moment.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we are celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Welcome back to Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting with Vicki Davis of Channeling Reality. Her website is channelingreality.com. And because we know that the other side likes to channel a lot of fiction, so it's nice to have a little reality today. I don't know if it's nice to have the reality that we have, but we have it, whether we realize it or not.
I'm a big believer in reality.
Well, we need to face it, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And we need to know, in order to solve any problems, you've got to know the truth. You know, you can't just go around, you know, with a bunch of fiction. You know, if you devise solution based on fiction, then your solution is not going to solve anything. And I really think that that's one of the big problems in this country, is that the think tanks and the universities, they all use computer models, you know, to come up with solutions. But computer models are fiction, you know. And it doesn't matter, you know, how good some of the data is. There is data that they make up, you know. It's projections. And so basically they're making policy based on fiction.
Yes. You know, and that's one of the, that's a very good point. Knowing the difference between fiction and fact. I mentioned Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie and that bunch. You know, they routinely have a, what they'll do is they'll have a credible guest on, present credible information, and then the next thing you know, they turn around and then, hey, let's bring in the UFOs, or hey, let's talk about Bigfoot. Let's, you know, discuss Sasquatch. Let's talk about Mel's Hole, you know, and all this crazy nonsense. You know, so well, we're seeing in all aspects of society a blurring of fact and fiction.
Oh, yeah. Well, they even started that on television programming in, you know, sometime between the 80s and 90s, you know, the blurring of what's real and what's fiction, you know, like Emergency 911, you know, that program.
Yeah.
It was info, I guess you could call it infotainment, I'm not sure, but that what you're talking about, I did do some research on this, because when I was doing the research on the NAFTA superhighway,
mm-hmm.
and what superhighway really meant was that they are embedding technology into the highway. It's not just, you know, 12 lanes or whatever that makes it a superhighway. It's the sensors and the tracking and the data centers that are reading the RFID that are on the trucks going by and all of that. That's what makes it a superhighway.
Uh-huh.
And I remembered a program that I watched with my dad in the late 1960s, and it was called The 21st Century. And that program, one of those programs, and I think it was narrated by Charles Osgood, I can't quite remember,
mm-hmm.
but one of those programs was about the automation of the highways. And I remembered, you know, the crash preventers, you know, the detection, crash detection and prevention systems and the guidance systems. I mean, you know, it was really very futuristic what they were presenting.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, when I remembered that, when I was doing the research on the NAFTA superhighway, I started doing research on what did they know, you know, because you've got Zbigniew Brzezinski that wrote that book, Between Two Ages.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is that, I'm going to read this to you.
Okay.
In an article called Towards the Year 2000, it says, in 1965, the American Academy of Arts and Sciences initiated the Commission on the Year 2000, the forerunner of what became the field of futurism. The commission did not believe that one could predict the future, but sought instead to identify structural changes in society that would have long-term social impacts. And since the commission believed that choices were possible, it sought to chart alternative futures on critical issues that would face society. Okay, so from the 1960s forward, you've got all these futurists making predictions, and then conditioning the public. The media has been used to condition the public to accept these choices, and we know that they pre-decided which choice they want us to make, and they condition the public to accept those choices, and that's really what all this UFO nonsense is about.
Yeah, you know, we're supposed to be moving toward a direction where we accept a lot of the technology. I remember a number of years ago, I started watching Star Trek The Next Generation because I was forced to sit when I worked at Channel 10, the local NBC affiliate in town. That was one of the local shows that they ran when it was in syndication. And so I was forced to sit there and watch this thing because I switched the local commercial breaks. And a lot of the technology that was science fiction back then is seemingly coming into fruition today. And it's almost like now, since I'm awake, since I see what's going on, my eyes are open to this whole thing, it's apparent to me that apparently they knew, they probably had the technology back then. They were presenting it to the people as fiction, but to introduce them to the idea, and then later on they would bring it out in reality.
I think you're exactly right. I mean, I knew all the
We got to take the break. We'll be back here in a moment. Folks, we're visiting with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting with Vicki Davis. Her website's channelingreality.com. And before the break, we were talking about reality and how reality needs to be separated from fiction today. The two are being blurred. I just mentioned about how some of the science fiction shows that I was watching back in the 90s, you know, and seeing this stuff come into fruition today. Vicki, I think you were just about to comment on some of that.
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember what I was going to say. But
well, basically, what I was saying is that some of the stuff that they actually had the technology back then when they produced some of these movies, some of these TV series, and they were introducing people to this technology, maybe on a subconscious / entertainment level, only to later on, after they're thoroughly conditioned to accept it as reality, then they come in and bring the whole thing into fruition.
Most definitely true. I always knew that IBM had, their technology was way far advanced of what they released, you know, on an annual or semi-annual basis. But if you take just what I worked on when I started programming, it was business programming, but my first job was with National Semiconductor, mm-hmm. and in Silicon Valley. And they already had a fully functioning grocery store scan system that that they were marketing to grocery stores. Now, if you think about the technology that's involved in a computerized scan grocery store system and all of the technology that they needed for that, that was in about 1977.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's incredible.
So take that technology and back it up, and you can see that, you know, they had to have this technology like in the early 1960s to have it developed and in production and selling by the 1970s.
Absolutely. So, you know, that's why everyone needs to really kind of pay attention to movies and not necessarily and allow them to condition you, but from an analytical standpoint, because they actually reveal exactly what they want to do in a lot of these movies. Artificial intelligence, and we're seeing robotic skin now being produced, synthetic skin, which is sensitive to the touch. There's a lot coming out lately about robots on the battlefield, robots helping to plan wars, not just be the gunmen for the wars, a lot of military applications. But this is all going to be filtering its way into society, too, I think. Would you concur with that?
Oh, yeah, and that's what I find very upsetting is the they've reached the point now where they are integrating these systems into our environment where we live. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no longer contained in stores, you know, commercial environments. They are actually bringing it into our homes, into our neighborhoods, and just for example, the surveillance technology that they will have on the highways and on the streets, and the what was the other technology I was going to? Oh, the smart grid technology, where they're actually going to control your power usage.
Yes.
The technology for healthcare, you know, integrating nanochips into your medications. I mean, all of this stuff is so frightening to me. I love technology. I always have. But what these people are doing, integrating it with our lives is it's beyond the bounds, I think.
It's horrifying, I think, is the word that comes to my mind.
Yeah,
especially when you consider the reality that they want and are actively working toward integrating these technological systems into the biological bodies of human beings. And I'm not just talking about microchips, which enable you to be tracked everywhere you go, tracked all your financial transactions and what have you, but also just, you know, there is a group of people out there called the transhumanists, and I'm sure you've heard of them. You know, there's a whole transhumanist movement which believes that human beings evolved from the apes and that the next step of the evolution process is going to be accomplished through technology. So we should embrace this thing as being a good thing because this is just going to move mankind toward, you know, basically to the next level.
Well, I think the work on steroids is case in point. You know, where the experimentation with steroids to create the bionic man, you know, mm-hmm. the superhuman.
There you go.
And
once again, introducing these things, you know, ahead of time in the entertainment ministry, in entertainment venues, you know, because they have something called the bionic man or the $6 million man or something?
Yes, they did.
Years ago?
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. And I know that they're doing it. And I know you read that Global 2025 report. Did you notice in that report that they talked about the risks of biotechnology, bio research, and that's the big economic wave of the future as they are planning on it, and manipulation of DNA, mm-hmm. experimental medicine, applied genomics research.
Actually, I didn't read the full report. I started reading it, but what we're talking about here, folks, is an actual Central Intelligence Agency report. Isn't that right, the one that you emailed out earlier in the week?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Tell us a little bit about this. What was this all about, besides what you just mentioned?
Well, it's the first report that from the Director of National Intelligence that they've released to the public it's unclassified, and it's about the status of global governance and you know, possible scenarios, again, the alternatives, you know, for what the future might hold, because these people are always into, you know, the options or the you know, how the things will go depending on the choices that we make.
Yeah. We're the wild card in the whole thing, aren't we?
Well, yeah.
We're the monkey wrench in global governance.
Yeah, if these intellectual elites could just, you know, they sit around their tables over at Davos or, you know, at these high-class resorts, and, you know, they get along great, you know. They think globalization is great, and it's just the people of the world that won't cooperate.
Yeah, for some reason, people have a thing about them where they just don't want to be enslaved when they find out what it's all about.
Well, and the control technology really is what it's all about. And these systems are being implemented globally. And that's what I would say the New World Order is global control systems implemented everywhere.
Yeah. Now, this report is called Global Governance 2025 at a Critical Juncture. And this is was released, as she said, just this month, September 2010. And this is fresh off the presses, ladies and gentlemen. And Vicki, you have the link up on your website, right?
No, but I can put it up there. But all you have to do is do a search on Global 2025, and you know, you'll find it easy because there are lots of references to it. It's one of those things that went viral on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Now, so this is one thing that if anybody has any doubts that the other side is really planning a global government, I mean, here it is right in your face. You know, in fact, that's one of the comments that you made when you sent this thing out is, this isn't conspiracy theory any longer. This is conspiracy fact.
Right.
You know,
when you read this report, there is no other conclusion than that these people have committed sedition. And I think you could take any third-rate lawyer from Podunk, and they could make a case for treason just based on this report.
Yes. You know, and you reference so often the Clinton era, where Al Gore, I guess, took the leadership on the reinventing government thing. How does the reinventing government plan that was, I guess, began under the Clinton administration? How does that tie into all of this?
Well, it ties in because the internet, as a national communications tool, enabled mass communication to the entire population, and not even going into the international aspects of it, but they were suddenly able to make all the information of government available to all the people in the country at all times. And it allowed for efficiencies to be put into government that were not possible before that. But what they did is that they eliminated all barriers and all restraints. You know, that in our social tradition and history and everything, privacy we considered to be a right. Well, when they redesigned government and they decided to consolidate the functions, it's called normalization. You know, when you look at various processes and you say, well, I can combine these functions and eliminate redundancy and make the process more efficient. Well, when you do that, you centralize control and you centralize the power of your information. And that's what they did with our government, is that they came up with a corporate architecture for government systems. Mm-hmm. Now, corporations are, by definition, totalitarian.
Mm-hmm.
And a corporation has absolute control over all information, over all assets, over everything. And that's essentially what they did, is turn our government into a totalitarian system.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about corporations being so powerful and all-powerful and totalitarian. I just think about my wife and her job search right now. She's one of the victims of this global prosperity, I guess you could call it. She's so prosperous that she's been out of work. And actually, have been literally killing herself at a job, a temp position, for $9 an hour. So, you know, that's the New World Order prosperity visiting the Weeks household.
Well, that's the future of everything, because the computers today are so powerful that they don't need large organizations to manage tremendous amounts of resources.
Mm-hmm.
Basically they're putting everybody out of work around the entire world with their global system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and everything's shrinking, you know. Our wallets are shrinking, everything is shrinking here in America. In fact, you know, I just saw an article about the hotels in New York, Vicki. Now they're actually having these little pod hotels that they're talking about, that they're poised to sweep the entire country, I guess. But they're popping up evidently in New York. And they're, what these things are little rooms that people share a bathroom, and they share, even rooms themselves. They actually share little areas where, and all of this is just a little bed. And, you know, when they were describing these things, I got to thinking about, you know, the Japanese and, you know, some of these Asian countries, you know, some of the tight spaces that these people sleep in. You know, we're becoming that. We are. Everything is shrinking here in America.
Well, that's because the amount of money in circulation within the population is shrinking. And if you think about space, you know, the value of space in Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
it's very expensive. That's why the hotels are expensive, mm-hmm. because it's just expensive real estate.
Right.
And so because the amount of money in circulation amongst the population is shrinking, you know, they are bringing in more efficiencies. What you would say is that's efficiency in the economy.
Yeah.
You know, they are providing, the business opportunity presents itself to create these smaller spaces that for a cheaper price. But what they have done is basically reverse engineering civilization, because they are putting in so much efficiency into our economy, into our lives, that it's basically a system of attrition or demolition, if you will, of our civilization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason I brought up my wife earlier is because, you know, the resume process, you know, anybody who's out of work, which is a lot of people, and I don't know how many people in our listening audience, but more and more, you can't apply for a job anymore without going on the Internet and actually going through all these forms. And it is a grueling process. I've seen what she has gone through, and that's all she really does anymore is she's gone back to school. She's trying to be retrained. And a lot of people are familiar with the retraining process, but the employment, applying for jobs today, has become a grueling process, because you're put literally through various forms on the Internet, electronic forms, and then they give you tests right there as a part of the employment process. And you can't, if you skip any step, it won't let you skip them, so you can't actually apply for these jobs unless you go through this grueling process.
Yeah, and the thing is that you don't know the selection criteria of the computer system behind it. So you can jump through all those hoops and never get selected for a job that you want. And mm-hmm. you don't know why, because your qualifications are there, And that's what I found, you know, around 2000 when I was looking for another contract. I mean, you know, I had sterling experience and credentials, but, you know, nobody was calling, and I just couldn't figure it out. I even talked to a broker about it, you know, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know either, but what we thought was, well, maybe everybody's budget is exhausted, you know, from Y2K. But it never got better. And,
yeah,
you know, as I began to study and see the systems that were being implemented and the design of the education workforce training system, I see how it all works now. And basically, the government has taken over control of the labor market, you could say.
Absolutely. Hey, hang on. We got another break and the final segment straight ahead. Time's just flown by. Stay with us, folks. We're visiting with Vicki Davis. ChannelingReality.com is her website. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
Attention, all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, home stretch of the broadcast, and I'm contemplating some way, Vicki, that we can get out of this technological grid that we're in, you know, and the only thing, I always come back to solutions of the individual, because it may very well be that we as a community of individuals, I should say, I hate to use that word community because it's so loaded, but we have to group together and create our own jobs and our own individual wealth You know, and it seems like all of this stuff that they're doing is designed to make every little area where you'd seek out for some freedom impossible to do. And I guess the main thing is increasing our numbers, educating people to the point where they see this thing for what it is.
Yeah, you have to, in order to understand what's going on in our country today, you must understand the systems that they're implementing and how they are affecting you in your community. Mm-hmm. Because all of the issues, you know, healthcare reform is because of the systems for healthcare that they are implementing. The issues in the school, you know, and workforce training and small businesses, it all has to do with the government takeover of the management of labor in the country.
Yeah, you know, years ago, you mentioned the schools. Take that for example. You know, years ago, they intended to get the whole language program implemented, and it was the teachers who saw this thing for being, you know, we can't do this, because if we do this, you know, the kids won't be able to read, and they continue to teach phonics. You know, so once again, individuals were the monkey wrench to stop the thing from happening. You
right.
Know, and I think we can come up with examples like that through all of society. There are some that will go along with whatever program that comes along, but you have a lot of people that will stand up and say, no, I'm not going to go along with this because this is insane.
Yeah, well, and you can't, we can't allow them to push technology on us like this, like these stupid light bulbs, you know, that have mercury in them.
Mm-hmm.
It just occurred to me right now that maybe the reason that they are forcing us to switch over to those bulbs is because they can dim them once the smart grid is turned on. They can, you know, send through low power, and those bulbs will give us very dim light, you know, where others might blow out or go out.
Well, I'll tell you right now, these bulbs are garbage anyway. You know, the university where I work, just they installed a bunch of these in the control room, and they're supposed to be dimmable. You know, when they have their global dimming days, mm-hmm. They're supposed to be able to come in and dim the lights. Well, when you dim the lights, these things either are on, or they'll dim a little bit, but they don't dim very much, and then they're flickering, and then they burn out a short time later. We have gone through so many light bulbs since they redid the lights there, they couldn't possibly be saving any money, I wouldn't think.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think the idea is to save money. I couldn't figure out what the reason was, but I think that perhaps was the idea, was that they are dimmable, and so, I mean, you know, but they're pushing this technology on us, like the appliance program to get us to replace our appliances with these Energy Star mm-hmm. appliances that are remote controlled.
And nothing, yeah, some of these things actually connect to the Internet. You know, I guess that's what you were getting at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and nothing that we're given today is ever as good as what we had to begin with.
That's,
you know,
right.
That's why everyone needs to hold on to all those old technologies, because they're not, like you said, they're not as easy to control. I can't believe we're already out of time. We didn't even get a chance to talk about the Chinese communist thing. We'll have to do that at another time, but I really appreciate you being with us. I appreciate your work and your research, and we'll do it again real soon.
Okay, thank you, Darren.
Folks, channelingreality.com is their website, www.channelingreality.com. And anytime, pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. And we'll be back next week.
It's true.